With Democrats now in control of both the governor's office and the state Senate, Hipsch becomes the last line of defense for the GOP. He says that means putting the brakes on some of the social issues Democrats might push, like a plan to clear the way for same-sex civil unions.
When, you know, those instances come up that the Democrats want to, you know, flex some of that newfound political muscle, and certainly they will have that temptation to do so, we will be that loyal opposition.
Hipsch says Republicans can work with Democrats on issues like bringing taxes down or ensuring access to health care. As he put it, every bill sent to the governor's desk will have to be bipartisan. Nina Republican Dean Coffert challenged Hipsch for the speaker's job, saying that last week's election showed that people want to change. Hipsch had a different take.
Well, the one thing I learned, I think, from Tuesday night especially, is that when the Republicans desert their conservative ideals, they do so at their own peril.
Minority Democrats in the Assembly chose Kenosha Representative Jim Cruiser to return as minority leader. Cruiser will have 6 to 8 more members on his side of the aisle this session compared to last. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.